This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. 2 days after U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi visited Taiwan, China's military continued provocative military exercises near the island on Friday. More from VOA's Bill Gallo in Taipei.
Taiwan said Friday China sent several warplanes and ships across the de facto sea border in the Taiwan Strait for the second consecutive day. China has declared 4 days of exercises, effectively encircling Taiwan. On Thursday, China lobbed 11 ballistic missiles, including 4 that flew over the island. China says the drills end Sunday, but some analysts fear the provocations will endure. If China were to regularize its presence closer to Taiwan, it would increase the chance of miscalculations. It could also mean Taiwan's military has less room to maneuver. China is furious at U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who made a solidarity visit to Taiwan earlier this week. Despite having never controlled Taiwan, China's Communist Party insists the self-ruled island is a Chinese province. On Friday, Pelosi defended her visit, saying it was intended to preserve the status quo and not meant to reflect a change in U.S. policy. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Taipei.
Also Friday, China announced it is canceling or suspending dialogue with the United States on a range of issues, from climate change to military relations and anti-drug efforts in response to Pelosi's visit. Pelosi and her congressional delegation were in Japan Friday, the final stop on her Asian tour. Following a meeting with Speaker Pelosi Friday, Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishido said China's behavior has a serious impact on the peace and stability of the region and the world. This is VOA News. Hundreds of thousands of Iraqis have held a mass prayer in Baghdad, called for by influential Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr, a highly symbolic move amid an unprecedented political crisis roiling in Iraq. Al-Sadr had called on his followers to pray Friday inside the Iraqi capital's heavily fortified Green Zone, the area in the heart of the city that houses government buildings and foreign embassies. His supporters stood outside in the scorching heat with temperatures reaching 48 degrees Celsius. Al-Sadr has used his large grassroots following as a pressure tactic against his Iran-supported rivals in parliament after his party was unable to form a government, despite having won the largest number of seats in federal elections last October. He abandoned his efforts to form the next government in June. Al-Sadr met Friday with the head of Iraq's UN mission, Janine Hennis-Plasschaert. She told reporters afterward they discussed the importance of a peaceful solution to the political crisis. Defying predictions as well as leading economic indicators, the U.S. Labor Department Friday released a report showing surprisingly good job numbers for July. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Employers added a surprising 528,000 jobs last month, more than double economists' predictions. The unemployment rate is down to 3.5%. The hiring boom comes despite raging inflation and rising anxiety about a recession. The economy shrank the last two quarters, which is one informal definition of a recession. But most economists believe the strong jobs market has kept the economy from actually slipping into a downturn, though they do fear one is coming. Sagar Magani, Washington.
1 day after a Russian court sentenced U.S. basketball star Brittany Griner to 9 years in prison for a drugs offense, Russia Friday indicated it is ready to discuss a prisoner swap that could free Griner and at least one other U.S. citizen Washington says is being wrongfully detained. Russian Foreign Minister Sergey Lavrov said Friday Moscow is ready to discuss the issue through previously agreed upon diplomatic channels. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Washington was prepared to engage with Moscow. He said Griner's conviction highlighted her wrongful detention by Russia and further compounded the injustice that had been done to her. Blinken said the discussion will be including Griner and former Marine Paul Whelan, who Washington says has also been wrongfully detained and accused of espionage. The case against Griner, a two-time Olympic gold medalist and a women's national basketball association star, plunged her into a geopolitical maelstrom after Russia sent troops into Ukraine on February 24th. Repeating the hour's top news story, 2 days after U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi visited Taiwan, China's military continued provocative military exercises near the island. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This.